Hello and welcome to the American Culture Podcast. In today's program, we look at the colonial period, the time when America was a colony of England. First, we'll have a summary of the reading, Colonial Life in America, and I'll talk about the importance of the frontier in American culture. Then we'll hear about the naming of America. This part of the program will help answer a special bonus question on the test. Finally, I'll give you some hints on how to do well on the test. First, a summary of the chapter Colonial Life in America. By the year 1733, Britain's American colonies had expanded to 13, from New Hampshire in the north to Georgia in the south. Among the colonies, there were three groups: the New England colonies in the north, the middle colonies, and the southern colonies, each group having its own way of life. In the New England colonies, the colonists were small farmers and craftsmen, as well as fishermen and shipbuilders. They carried on a trade with England and the West Indies. The center for trade was Boston, which had a population of about 25,000 in the year 1760. The middle colonies included New York and Pennsylvania. Here, people also farmed, but trade was important too. There were many craftsmen and merchants, especially in the big cities of New York and Philadelphia. Philadelphia, by 1770, was the largest colonial city, with a population of about 28,000 people. Boston, Philadelphia, and New York grew as a result of trade with England. They traded furs, tobacco, wood, cotton, furniture, and other goods. The people of the middle colonies were more diversified in religion and culture than those of New England. Many were German, Dutch, or Swedish, not English. Finally, the southern colonies, including Georgia, North and South Carolina, and Virginia, mostly dedicated to farming. But these were not small farmers as in New England. They were large plantations that employed African slaves to gather the crops. As the South grew, the economy depended more and more on slavery. At this time, most people in the American colonies lived about 30 kilometers from the sea. It was called the Tidewater period of settlement because most colonists were close to water. But in the next 50 years, people would move west, inland. Settling the land was a long and difficult job. First, the land had to be cleared of trees and rocks. Settlers built houses from the trees, plowed the land, and planted crops. Sometimes the soil was not good and the crops were poor, so the settlers moved to a new location and started again. As they moved further west, there were fewer settlements. This was the edge of European settlement. This area was known as the frontier. People sometimes lived very far from their neighbors. There might be Indians living nearby. People made all of the goods they needed and grew their own food. They also developed their own entertainment, art, and religion. Next, we look at the frontier in American culture. The frontier holds a special place in American culture. Perhaps the most important values associated with the frontier are independence and equality. On the frontier, people needed to be tough and self-reliant. They needed to do things for themselves. But they also had to cooperate with their neighbors. Sometimes, for example, they would get together in groups to build a house or clear the land for a new family. Out of this experience came a feeling that people were equal. No one had special rights. Everyone had to be independent, but they also had to help each other. Everyone was struggling to survive in a difficult environment, and no one was better than the others. This helped democratic ideas to develop in America. Even today, the frontier is a symbol of American independence, equality, and democracy. And many Americans believe that the best in their culture comes from the frontier experience. Next, we look at the naming of America. How did America get its name? The name America refers not only to the U.S., to the United States, but also to the entire New World, North, Central, and South America. Many explorers believed that the New World was somehow connected to Asia. Not until the voyages of an Italian sailor named Amerigo Vespucci did it become clear that the New World was not connected to Asia. After the publication of Vespucci's story of his travels, geographers revised their maps and gave the name America, the feminine form of Vespucci's name, to the New World. And finally, on today's program, some hints for next week's test. Next week's test on colonial life in America will also be an open book test. You should know the main differences between the three parts of the English colonies, the New England colonies, the Middle colonies, and the Southern colonies. What kind of people lived in each area? How did the people in each area earn a living? You should also know how colonists made new settlements as they moved west. There will be a short writing question also. And here's the question. In your own words, explain how the frontier way of life helped democratic ideas to become popular in the United States. Finally, there will be a bonus question on the test, and you can find the answer in this podcast. That's all for this program. Thanks for listening. Good luck on the test.